USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There are rumors of a possible recession ahead, but new jobs numbers are now out, and they're solid, says BNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Boucher.
We did see a bit slower job growth. We had small job losses in manufacturing. That sector's been weak lately. But still, I think it's indicative of a good labor market, and it's a good time to be looking for a job right now.
Employers added 13,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate is at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Police say reports of a man with a gun led to the lockdown of three college campuses in South Florida this morning. Officers found the man who say he only had a toy gun. The Supreme Court is adding an abortion case to its election year docket. The justices have agreed to take up a Louisiana law that could leave the state with just one clinic. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that over 1,000 confirmed cases of illnesses related to vaping have been reported in the United States. The CDC said at least 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states, and Connecticut has just reported another one. More deaths remain under investigation. The first illnesses occurred in late March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. Doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. President Trump has signed an executive order involving Medicare. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
We will stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down.
The president turns his attention to the business of the American people and talks Medicare issues with seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
President Trump signing an executive order Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction.
This order is the latest step in my administration's drive to ensure the world's best health care for all Americans.
He tells senior citizens living at the Villages in Central Florida.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.